other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a 9/11 pilot for truth, Commander Ted Muga, joining us. Then we got Professor Walter F. Murphy, who's a very prestigious professor at Princeton, and jurisprudence and constitutional law, put on the no-fly list, the terrorist list, because he criticized President Bush, and that's now been admitted they do that. There's a lot of examples where they've put people on these lists. And, of course, neocons, I've seen them on the message boards, are posting that this just isn't true. It's been admitted that they do this. What are you talking about, you twits? Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Kentucky. Linda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to you about the food supply.
Yes.
And I was listening. I tell you, Sunday, you just hit home with me, and you were going on about these GMO foods. I got a whole list to cover. I've got some important things to say. First of all, Bayer had GMO rice that got out in California last year. Did you know about that, where it wasn't approved?
Well, it's supposed to do that. They accidentally put Starlink into the Shiloh hoppers, into corn that just wasn't to be eaten but was for seed stock. It's all by design.
Well, Epicyte has GMO corn that produces antibodies that prevent conception.
You know, I remember, you know, give me more details, because I know about pharmacological crops, but I want to do more stories on this, and there's so much.
Well, I've got a whole list. I've got to cover it. You don't have time. I estimate that, like, 87% of the corn is now genetically modified.
Yeah, no, that's an official number, like, 5 years ago, that 87% of the strains on Earth have been contaminated with one variety of BT corn connected to killing the honeybees. But let's just go back here. I'm intrigued by, because I know that in the 50s they had a declassified plan to ship rice that had sterilization chemicals to the Asians, and that indeed did happen in, quote, you know, food programs, why Africans won't accept GMO donated food now. But go back. What are they putting Epicyte in, or what's growing Epicyte?
Epicyte is the name of the company. Now, from what I understand, they're denying this. I've talked to a farmer about it, and it produces corn that prevents conception and affects the semen, where it won't fertilize an egg in humans.
Well, that's exactly the type of stuff that we've caught them doing in the past. I don't know about this particular company, but I'd like to see some documentation on that.
I have it, and I could forward it to you, but I'm not finished.
Yeah.
About the weed issue and the recall in the dog food, we've known it for over a year that there's a problem with wheat. And I can't get anybody to listen. I can't get doctors to listen. I can't get veterinarians to listen. I've tried calling the dog food companies. I get hung up on. And we have dogs, and about 3 years ago, they started blowing blood out their nose for no reason. We traced it to the wheat, and when we got them off wheat, it went away. And the farmer that I talked to says it's possibly a fungus. Now, I called a...
Well, yeah, you talk to farmers, you keep talking about, I mean, I need some proof here. You mention this stuff, and then I've read hundreds of articles about the fungus contamination of wheat and other grains, and that it's in the human foodstuffs as well. And so I have proof of that, but and I'm not criticizing you,
these are my personal dogs.
No, no, you see, you talk to a farmer.
Yeah, I can't say, because I'm trying to help him like I'm helping you get information.
Ma'am, you're missing what I'm saying. Listen, I appreciate your call. You're missing even what I'm saying to you. If you type in fungus contamination of wheat into Google, you will see all these recalls and constant problems. And I'm saying, ma'am, see, about 90% of the calls I get are, I heard from a neighbor, or I heard there's a plan to build FEMA camps. Have you heard this urban legend? And I'm like, no, I have the Army declassified document. Here, it's an army.mil/whatever. Here's the Houston Chronicle. And by the way, I went down to the camp here in Austin. See? And so all I'm saying is that it doesn't even matter. We'll be right back.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the new world disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements for Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, with an I, medical.com. Listen and stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-Band Satellite, Monday to Friday.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Commander Ted Muga will be joining us. Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Coming up here in just a few minutes. Some very important developments and information. Let's go ahead and take a call from Robert. Robert, where are you calling us from today?
Aurora, Colorado.
Welcome.
And I am sitting in my living room burning copies of Terror Storm.
Good. Thank you.
Alexander Emrick Jones, want to go a little bit off topic, if you'll let me, but you always say open lines, open forum, no subject is taboo off limits. So here goes. Who are you like in the NBA Finals?
I have not been. I actually like basketball, but I haven't had time to watch basketball.
With all the irons you've gotten to fire, Alexander, I don't see how you have time to sleep.
I don't even know who is in the finals.
Well, it doesn't come up until June. I like the Dallas Mavericks, but who cares? No doubt you have heard the righteous indignation, the uproar. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that about Don Imus. I want to know where Alexander Jones sits as a radio broadcaster, as a citizen. Where are you on this? Is it much ado about nothing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I ignored it for like the first 4 or 5 days or whatever, and then I last night clicked on one or two, and it wouldn't say what he said. And they're calling for banning that type of speech. And personally, I think Don Imus is an idiot, and Don Imus just comes off as a complete slime ball. But, I mean, I want to know why black leaders get upset by that, but they don't get upset by CPS grabbing black children all over this country and testing drugs and pesticides on them. So, yeah, frankly, I mean, I get upset about that. And that really freaks me out. I mean, if they can just kill little kids right in front of everybody, and it's in a couple papers, and nothing happens, or 3,000 kids of all races are missing in Florida. Some are found overseas. Some are found dead. And right here in Texas, the governor's blocked the state doing anything about giant child rape rings running everything. I mean, that's even in the paper. And, I mean, I'm pretty freaked out. So, frankly, I mean, Don Imus is a joke. And he probably did all this on purpose because he shows, you know, a piece of, is a joke. I mean, personally, it's a big distraction to me. But I don't even know what he really said.
Well, just to bring up speed, it was last week, I think Wednesday or Thursday, he was doing a sports show for WFAN radio up in New York, big sports talk station. He's a news guy, but he works for them. He's also syndicated with CBS Affinity. They were talking about the NCAA women's collegiate basketball tournament, and specifically the Rutgers University women's team, which is predominantly black, and there was a film clip of them, I think, showing the background or whatever, and he said, quote-unquote, they look like a bunch of nappy-headed hoes, close quote. And it took about a couple of days, and then the firestorm took off about Friday and pretty much hadn't cooled off since then.
Well, so I mean, that shows what – he's a mean pig person.
Yeah.
And I don't judge books by their cover, but, I mean, believe me, that's probably the least of what Don Imus is really up to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is, no doubt. Okay, man, I'll keep up the good work. God bless.
All right, thank you for the call. We're going to get to Galen and Richard and Don and everybody because we're going to take calls while our guest is on with us. You know, I've got his bio, and it is a long one. And we're honored to have him with us. It's probably just better if he tells you a little bit about himself and how he woke up to 9/11 truth. And he is Commander Ted Muga. Ted, thank you for coming on with us.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Fantastic. You're with Pilots for 9/11 Truth, and you're also involved with some other 9/11 Truth groups. Just tell us about your career in the military, what you've done since then, and why you've gone public on 9/11.
Well, coming out of college, of course, we had a draft in those days, as you remember. And so I was sort of pulled into a new career because of the compulsory draft. I was essentially coming out of college with an engineering degree, hoping to go into structural engineering. And my plans changed there because of the Vietnam War. And so I went into pilot training, and that's where my career somewhat changed into a career of aviation. So I had two cruises in Vietnam, and coming out of there, I went into Pan Am. I went to Pan Am.
Well, let's go back. What'd you fly in Vietnam?
Oh, when I was in Vietnam, I flew the E-1 and E-2, which is an airborne early warning aircraft. Those are the aircraft with the radar. What we do when we take off, we take the place of it as the control tower from the carrier.
Ah.
And pull the aircraft in and out of the beach.
Sure. And then please continue.
And so coming out of the Navy, my active duty ended in 68. I went to Pan American, and I started flying for Pan Am out of San Francisco. We had the old 707s in those days. And, of course, Pan Am was going through a little turmoil as they were growing and everything and bringing in the 747s. I was furloughed there in the early 70s, and I had a few miscellaneous areas of career. But then I was called back into the middle 80s, and I went to Berlin. Actually, I was domiciled in Berlin from 2 years before the wall came down and to 2 years after the wall came down. So I was flying strictly European routes those years.
Well, bring us up to 9/11. When that event took place that very day, what was your first response? And then over time, when did you finally wake up to 9/11? When did you go public and join 9/11 Pilots for Truth and other organizations?
Well, strangely, the day of 9/11, because we were very, very involved in local politics and everything, we were actually involved in some local politics that morning, so I sort of missed all of it and everything. But once we heard about it on the television and everything, the first item that came to my mind was blowback. I thought they were getting back to us for all of the events that we had participated in the past and everything. And so I didn't think that much about it for some reason, only because we were very involved in local politics. But then, Charlie, thereafter, if you can remember, I think it was Discovery Channel or PBS, I can't remember, but NOVA came on with their explanation of the engineering and technical reasons for the demolition, or pardon me, of the destruction of the buildings, or why they came down. And actually, when they mentioned the pancake theory, that really got my attention, because in structural engineering, there is no such thing as a pancake theory. And so it was at that point that I knew that someone was intentionally misleading the public into believing the reasons why those buildings came down.
Now, many of the supposed experts they trot out for NIST or FEMA, it turns out, are getting big government contracts or work for the government, and it's only like 10 or so of them. It's a handful of, quote, experts. And then every other expert you talk to and every other engineer we've talked to, and you said you went to school for engineering before you became a pilot in Vietnam, I mean, they all just go, no, something's wrong there. Then you look at Building 7. So, I mean, you started, so you saw that program. What year was that?
Gosh, it was in 2002, I believe. Yeah.
And so did the light bulb go off, or was it a process, or did you wake up at 3 a.m.?
The light bulb came off, and then I just started thinking about all of my experience in flying and everything. Getting back to those engineers that you're talking about, have you noticed, though, that they will never come out and debate in public? And I'm sure that there's a very good reason why they won't do that. Stephen Jones, you know, has Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice. They have asked him specifically to come out and debate them, and they will not debate in public. And there's a very good reason, because there is no engineering reason or technical reason that those buildings could come down because of strictly fires. Steel structures just don't operate that way.
Well, now it's becoming almost a joke, but if it wasn't so serious, with all these firemen and police and medical workers and the video clips of the reporters saying, get back, they're going to blow the building up, they're going to bring it down, and then Silverstein saying, we made the decision to pull, and the next clip of the documentary shows them blowing up other buildings, calling it, when we pull a building, we demolish it. I mean, it's and then now the BBC, everybody kind of forgot about it. It was a huge story and just disappeared. We should kind of do another story on that and try to point that out to people. The BBC, and then it turned out CNN, and then another BBC channel reported 20-something minutes before Building 7 fell that it had fallen, and then stated the official story in the little press release they were reading. I mean, we see total scripting.
There are so many events in the past. I mean, 9/11 was just the most recent one and the most obvious one. But then we just go back to the Oklahoma City bombing, even the USS Liberty. I remember when I first heard about the USS Liberty, I was actually watching your DVD, Terror Storm. That's what brought it to my attention, and I couldn't believe it. In fact, you know, recently there are some articles coming out. I think it's in the Free Press out of Washington, D.C., because the 40th anniversary of the USS Liberty is coming up. But there are so many events in our past history that the public needs to awaken, connect to, and open their eyes. I don't know why the public is so hesitant to face the truth and open their eyes to some of these events.
Well, the people that try to debunk us, either build straw men or attack other researchers who either mentally ill or by design are putting out this info, they can never really address the real core facts. And they certainly don't want to address Operation Northwoods, a plan to carry out these style attacks. They certainly don't want to deal with the fact that we have hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, confirmed. That is confirmed. They don't want to address NORAD standing down, and they don't want to address the Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into Nam. They don't want to address the overthrow of Mossadegh, which Ron Paul brought up on Bill Maher. They don't want to address that our government, that is criminal elements of our government, have staged terror or claim terror happened that never happened before to launch their own terror.
That's you're hitting the nail right on the head. I'm not sure what it's going to take to get the public to wake up. They have to understand it's not the entire government. You sort of said that it's an element within the government that seems to have a handle on all of this. And they need to slowly open up the cracks. I mean, even like Popular Panic with their engineers, their story about 9/11, all these other events. Popular Mechanics, of course, is owned by the Hertz publishing company. And, I mean, that's the clue right there that...
Stay there, sir. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Retired, a retired naval aviator. Grumman E1, E2s, retired Pan Am commercial air pilot, Boeing 707s and 727s. He's with Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice, and also Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Later, there's a website, PatriotQuestions911.com, and it just lists some of the former military and government people who've gone public, and I can't read them all. There's that many. I've interviewed most of them, and the few I haven't, we're going to be interviewing here. There's new ones every week. Just amazing individuals, fighter pilots, colonels, you know, engineers, constantly going public on 9/11. So, I mean, in 2002, the light bulb goes off because you took engineering in school, and then you start thinking about the piloting. And, you know, it's like it all the time in my own life. You don't think about things until later you're, I guess, forced to look at them, and then it kind of, something clicks. You go, how did I not see that before? I mean, that's kind of how it's been with myself on a lot of issues. I was aware of government-sponsored terror, served, you know, before 9/11 happened, so I was kind of on it from the get-go. But there's lots of things I notice, you know, later. And I wonder, how did I not notice that before? When you talk to other pilots and your colleagues and friends and people about this, what do they say to you, A? And then, B, what made you think with your knowledge of piloting that didn't fit with the official story of these four hijacked aircraft?
Getting to your first question, they're talking to other people. For them to actually come out and face reality and face the fact that there have been false flags, It takes them out of a comfort zone. And when they acknowledge some of these events, they're obligated to take action is what it is. It takes them out of a comfort zone, and it's a huge responsibility. If you could imagine a person just coming off the street, talk to so many of them, and they just don't either don't want to get involved or they're afraid to get involved because of the responsibility that follows acknowledging what the real truth is.
Well, I mean, I tell you, whenever I'm just working, there's no fear, there's no concern, I'm totally committed. But I talk a lot about that quiet times at night when you're going to bed and, you know, reading a lot of literature about other people involved in dangerous situations. You know, they talk about it is those quiet times. It's not even a fear, it's more of a gutting up and just going, I can't believe it's this bad, and I can't believe I'm in the middle of all this now. But then I always am just reassured. I go, well, you know, this is the right thing to do, and it'd be in more danger not fighting these people, and somebody's got to fight them. I mean, when you went public, what was it like for you?
Well, with public, primarily with my wife and with our close friends, and the real close friends, of course, pretty much were willing to acknowledge it. Once again, we're very involved with local politics, very progressive individuals, and so being willing to open your eyes to the truth isn't that much of a problem. But once you go outside of that circle, it becomes very, very, very difficult. Our little organization, which is San Diegans for 9/11 Truth here locally, we are very, very active in the local area. In fact, this weekend our organization is having a citizens grand jury event, of which we're going to have a number of people here. We have Richard Gage, Stephen Jones on video, Kevin Ryan, a prosecutor, Don Paul from New Orleans, is coming up as the chief prosecutor, and I'm going to be actually testifying a testimony concerning the probability that the planes were hijacked and the probability that if they were hijacked that they could have been flown. And when you look at it from a standpoint of a commercial pilot, it's very, very unlikely that those planes could have been actually hijacked by those individuals.
What about Hani Hanjour's supposed maneuver to bring it into the Pentagon?
Once again, it would take an extremely capable pilot to have done something that, especially without any first or second tries to begin with and without any ground navigation equipment. So the probability that they were hijacked, the probability that they were even able to fly an airplane and navigate over the whole East Coast just about and fly into a program target, very, very, very unlikely.
Stay there. Let's recap that on the other side with our guest, one of the 9/11 pilots for Truth. On the other side, your calls as well and a lot of other news.
We're We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get Two Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, the Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, twowitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
played that song a few days ago because I was rereading over an old article from 2003 when Clear Channel and several other big radio networks banned that and hundreds of other songs. Anything with the words love in it. Anything with the words love in it. I mean, that's how manipulative and controlling. Billions of dollars. It's tens of billions. I always talk about one purchase of $1.8 billion in fake news, Bush did. Tens of billions, over $24 billion since he's been in office in fake news. I mean, is that a free society? Fake reporters, PR people out putting out lies? I mean, do you realize how far down the rat hole we are? I know we got a lot of phone lines. We're going to get to your calls. I just want to get these great individuals up and on the show, like Commander Ted Muja. And, Ted, we were going to break their recap, Honey Honduras maneuver, what they claim. Go through the maneuver they claim he did. And then you know, what supposedly happened there at the Pentagon. And then the maneuvers that were supposedly carried out that we see at both the Twin Towers. I mean, go over that for us. And then any other anomalies that made you question the official story after you knew scientifically from your training as an engineer in college that clearly the pancake theory was malarkey, as you said earlier. But recap and elaborate, please, sir.
Okay, well, the maneuver at the Pentagon was just a tight spiral coming down out of 7,000 feet. And a commercial aircraft, while they can, in fact, structurally somewhat handle that maneuver, they're very, very, very difficult. And it takes considerable training. In other words, a commercial aircraft are designed for a particular purpose, and that is for comfort and for passengers, and it's not for military maneuvers. And while they are structurally capable of doing them, it takes some very, very talented pilots to do that.
And also, the pilots, a lot of times in the real world, would be wearing the pressure suits for blood. They know how to breathe. I mean, from other pilots we've interviewed here, they say that would take some breathing and things not to pass out, correct?
That's exactly right. And then, of course, once again, depending on the speed of the aircraft, now the government's story on the speed, when a commercial airplane gets that high, it gets very, very close to getting into what you refer to as a high-speed stall. And a high-speed stall can be very, very violent on a commercial-type aircraft, and you never want to get into that situation. I just can't imagine an amateur even being able to come close to performing a maneuver of that nature. And as far as hijacking the airplanes, once again, getting back to the nature of pilots and airplanes, there is no way that a pilot would give up an airplane to hijackers, quite frankly. In other words, you're not going to get out of that seat and walk to the back of the airplane.
Well, look, on average, most old ladies will start whacking you with their umbrella if you try to take something from them. Men out there, even people we consider to be wimps, will start fighting back at a certain point. And I assure you, with four different planes, with two different pilots in each one, you're going to end up getting some fighters on one of those. I mean, maybe one plane might give it up from the studies we've done, but four planes giving it over to these people? Frankly, most your pilots are former military people and are pretty macho. Can you tell us about the culture of military pilots just groveling to some people with box cutters? I mean, I know if somebody came up with me with box cutters, I don't say I'm tough or anything, but somebody starts threatening my life, I'm going to kill them.
Actually, the culture of pilots, especially the military pilots, is very much sort of what you're saying. I can't even imagine anyone even coming into a cockpit that belongs to a couple of pilots. It's a strange situation up there. And for anyone to believe that pilots would give up an airplane, I mean, hell, a guy who doesn't give up a TV remote control, much less a complicated 757. And so to think that pilots would allow a plane to be taken over by a couple of 5'7", 150-pound guys with a 1-inch blade box cutter is ridiculous. And also, on all four planes, if you remember, none of the planes ever switched on their transponder to the hijack code. There's a very, very simple code that you put in if you suspect that your plane is being hijacked. It takes literally just a split second for you to put your hand down on the center console and flip it over. And not one of the four planes ever transponded a hijack code, which is most, most unusual.
Other anomalies, I mean, again, because of your specific knowledge as a former military and commercial pilot of big planes, break it down for people. I mean, more of the reasons you had for questioning.
Okay, one of the other things is just actually getting into the seat itself. If you can imagine, if you've ever gone into a cockpit, you sort of pull the seat back. You don't just comfortably slide into a cockpit seat. You have to sort of climb over and slide in with your briefcase and everything. Getting out is just as uncomfortable and everything. Pilot getting out of there, if a pilot was ever confronted with anyone in the cockpit, it would take a very, very simple maneuver with the yoke. Just shut that yoke forward just momentarily, and you would plant anybody that's not strapped down up into the ceiling. The downside of that, anybody else in the airplane that wasn't strapped down would also be...
But I know pilots talked a lot about this, especially in the 70s and 80s with all the hijackings. And, I mean, wasn't it kind of the inside thing that somebody busting that door, you're going to slam them up into the ceiling?
That's exactly right. I mean, there's no way, unless you're strapped down, that you could survive it. I mean, you would plant them in the ceiling and then go back the other way and then lay them on the floor. There is no way a pilot would allow anyone to come in and confront them in the cockpit. That's just not the nature.
It's just ridiculous. But again, they give us this official story we're supposed to believe. What about them being able to, on both passes, T-bone those buildings without any type of beacons or knowing where they were at? I mean, I've talked to a lot of pilots saying that, without going into airspace that they were familiar with, that was some pretty good navigating right there.
That's very, very good navigating. Actually, once you get over about 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 feet up in the air, it's nothing but haze up there. And unless you're extremely familiar with an area, it's impossible to navigate without ground navigation aids or global positioning computers in your airplane and operating correctly and everything. There's at that altitude, you're essentially flying on instruments up there.
Now, at one of the flight schools, though, they said that Ada and others got in and threw a fit and couldn't even get the Cessna off the ground. They lied and said they could fly it. They were just creating their history, their ledger, their background and their black op. And we know they were hired by the government for whatever nefarious thing they really did. I mean, jumping out and throwing a fit, can't get a Cessna off the ground, but you're going to fly these big planes around and hit all your targets perfectly?
Yeah, these commercial airplanes are very, very complex pieces of machines, and they're designed for two pilots up there, not just two amateur pilots, but two qualified commercial pilots up there. And to think that you're going to get an amateur up into the cockpit and fly, much less navigate it into a designated target, is the probability is so low that it's bordering on impossible.
I mean, what would you say, 98%?
It is so close to 100% that it's negligible. I mean, you can't even talk about it. There is no way you can get an amateur into that cockpit and to fly a commercial airplane.
Well, I mean, we've had fighter pilots on this show and others, and they said they would have a lot of trouble, and they said they don't even know if a big plane would do that, but they said in a fighter jet, it'd be quite a maneuver, but that they might be able to do it. But I mean, do you personally, from flying planes in Vietnam and flying big planes for Pan Am, do you think, I mean, how many times out of 10, if you had 10 lives, how many times out of 10 could you do the maneuver they did and fly a passenger jet into the Pentagon?
Well, myself, I probably couldn't do it in the first 10 times. There have been some pilots that have tested it in a simulator with pilots in training and everything. And in a simulator, they would, out of 10 times, not a one of them was able to do it the first 10 times. And this with all the assistance in the world to help them.
And this isn't trainees, though. This is, I mean, you're saying pilots in simulators can't do it the first 10 times.
That's exactly right. I mean, some of the pilots that are in pilots from 9/11 Truth, they tried it in a simulator in a 737 with some pilots in training, and they were not able to do it. In fact, the instructor couldn't do it until his 9th attempt.
But the instructor on the 9th attempt, what facility was that, if you can tell us?
It was a 737 simulator instructor somewhere that had sent a message over 9/11 or pilots for 9/11 Truth.
I want to dig that up because that's an important story to put out. And
I'll get it to your folks. I'll find it on the website and forward it on to you.
You're absolutely fabulous. Yeah, send it to Aaron at InfoWars.
I'll do that.
Well, listen, I mean, there's so many other facets, and I appreciate your time. Just take a few minutes in closing, sir, to talk about the grand jury deal you're having with two great ladies I know personally who've kind of organized that, and then any other facets or points you want to make about government-sponsored or criminal elements of government-sponsored terror, and where you think 9/11 truth is going in the future.
Well, I think it's slowly opening up right now. We are getting some higher-profile people mention it on major media sources, and I think that we are slowly tightening the noose. And, of course, the individuals that are causing all of this problem, once again, you have to remember they have over $2.3 trillion of our taxpayers' money that they have to keep people quiet. I mean, they do, in fact, have a lot of money. And once again, getting back to our event down here, our little grand jury that we're having here, Don Paul will be the chief prosecutor, Jim Hoffman, the chief investigator, and it's at San Diego State University, and it's this Saturday. It's an all-day event, and we hope to get as much publicity as we can.
And the public is invited to that.
The public is invited. We will be taping it and everything, so we will have tapes for everyone, and we will be getting them to the media as much as we can. And getting back to your last question, I think we are slowly opening up the eyes of the public. I really think it's going to happen here real soon, and we're going to have some very, very exciting political times and ahead of us.
My last question for you, sir, and we really appreciate you coming on, Commander, is kind of a recap, but I'd like you to briefly elaborate, because I talked to pilots, I talked to FAA people, I talked to former flight instructors, current flight instructors, I've talked to people that are air traffic controllers from Dallas and San Antonio and Maryland, and they all go, oh my gosh, those people couldn't do that. We know something's going on. We all know. But we just don't know who to talk to or what to say or do. So, I mean, really, it seems like the New World Order went way too far in that all the experts and all the technicians and all the pilots and all the engineers were going to be able to look at this and go, this is a load of baloney. I mean, when you talk to other people, I mean, how many years after 9/11 did you start talking to folks? And basically, is there a consensus or are people still buying into it? Or
people are still buying into it, but very slowly. In fact, actually, I think it's picking up steam now. More people are willing to open their eyes and accept the truth for what it is, however uncomfortable it may be. And it is uncomfortable for many, many people. But I think the story is getting out, and with efforts like yourself and Stephen Jones and Jim Fetzer and all of the organizations that are really working hard to expose the truth, I think it's going to happen real soon.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and I really do appreciate you. And I'd like to get you and other pilots up in the near future to maybe have a big roundtable discussion about this. And any websites, anything else you want to put out?
Okay, we'll just mention everyone that our local website down here is sd911truth.org. That's sd911truth.org. That's our local 9/11 organization down here that's sponsoring the grand jury. And actually, we have events going on every week and every month down here trying to expose the truth.
San Diego 911truth.com, sd911truth.com, right?
Yes, San Diego 911truth.org.
Oh, org, excuse me.
SD911truth.org.
Got it. Well, listen, thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
And thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Well, another pilot, and there's a whole big long list we're going to be getting on the show here, including fighter pilot instructors and many others. Huh. I mean, you just heard a pilot who flew planes in Vietnam and commercial aircraft, passenger aircraft for many decades, telling you he couldn't do it in the first 10 tries. He couldn't do it. And then, of course, there would be just the physical feat of a trained pilot breathing, wearing the pressure suit that keeps the blood from going to your legs, concentrating on not passing out. And they're also trained to pass out. They routinely pass out. Then they have to pass out for a few seconds and then, you know, instantly go back into, you know, command of their faculties when they wake up. That's the maneuvers. That's why by 2011, half the fighter fleet will be robotic. And after that, no humans in fighter planes because those suckers are going to be able to literally fly circles around every other fighter plane out there that's got a human in it. You understand? It's the limitations of gravity. And I was reading the... I was reading how it was based on a true story. Well, how there was a real event of a guy that killed his girlfriend by not having her in a seatbelt and then slamming on the brakes and slamming her head into the car and slamming it again. And then I heard that was actually in the movie Death Proof that Quentin Tarantino just put out part of that. But I mean, the point is people can be killed in cars just slamming on the brakes. So you're going 100 miles an hour and you slam them on with good brakes and slam somebody's head, you know, they'll fly out the windshield. I mean, can you imagine going 400, 500, 600 miles an hour, and what would happen when those guys busted in the door? If the standard op for the pilots was, we're being hijacked, so what if somebody back there gets their neck broken? We're going to go ahead and slam this guy's head in the wall. That's what they do. But no, these military pilots who, I mean, you read about their antics when they're on aircraft carriers and stuff. You know, it's all about being super macho. They're like worse than, you know, Marines. Oh, they're just going to get me up. I mean, if somebody came to that door right now with box cutters, I would just assault them. I mean, just an average man would do that. I mean, you know that. It's just, it's a lie. It's a fraud. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with me. Got a bunch of audio for you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are scheduled in about 35 minutes from now for a half hour to have that professor on, top constitutional law professor, who just mildly criticized Lord Bush and so was put on the no-fly list. We'll have Professor Murphy on. For that next 30 minutes, we're going to be taking your phone calls. I know we've got Galen, who's been holding for 45 minutes, Richard, Ken, David, and others there that are patiently holding. We're going to get to you coming up here in just a few minutes. But let me take some time out here to encourage you to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Not only can you download all 15 of my films in super high quality and burn them to disc for your own personal use, I want you to use it as a factory of resistance in the information war. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, download the 15 films once, and then you can start keeping them on your computer and just in the background while you're surfing the web. Oh, let me burn a terror storm. Takes, depending on your computer, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. Might take a minute. You start burning copies on a disc. Burn two or three copies every night. Give them to people. It plays on most DVD players. Plays on, you know, all the computers. Just absolutely amazing tool that we have. Terror Storm, Terror Storm, Terror Storm. A history of government-sponsored terror. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can get that. Hundreds of my weekly TV shows. It's got to be over 100 special video reports we've done. All my big speeches, in-studio interviews on any subject. Vaccines, open borders, FEMA camps, genetically modified foods. From Charlie Sheen to Jimmy Vaughn. It is all up there on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. We just got newer and even better servers. For a few weeks, it had been kind of slow going because we were having to move servers. Oh, you're paying for like 100 megs or something someplace, and they just said, oh, no, you get 12 megs or whatever it is at any one time. So we had to move, and appreciate people putting up with that. But now we've got it balanced out over three servers, so it's just really doing well. I appreciate folks helping us out with that. And so it's 3 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv, super fast downloads, all my best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you support us there, it makes us be able to do a lot more, hire people, do more, make more films, have better websites, have more writers, just be more effective, have better servers, you know, all of those things. So don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for a monthly membership, $5.95 for a month, comes out to about two or three cups of coffee, the cost of that. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Or call toll-free to get hard copies of all the DVDs and books and films I've made or that I carry, 888-253-3139. They can tell you about all the big discounts when you call. America Freedom to Fascism, as low as $9.95, a must-see film by Aaron Russo. 888-253-3139, or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you've got my pledge that as you support us, we will only intensify our fight against the New World Order. You literally make what we do here possible, ladies and gentlemen, and we are ready to expand. We are going to expand. We're in the process of expanding. And we need the personnel, and good personnel. I don't have people around here working for free. Cost money. And so we can do a lot more when you support us in the fight. So, again, order the books, the videos, the materials at InfoWars.com. And the other books and videos I care about, other authors and filmmakers, then you're also supporting them. In closing, you're listening to us on an AM or FM station. Whether it be in Tennessee or Kansas or Texas or upstate New York or Southern California, it doesn't matter. Support their local sponsors. Call them and say, I'm buying from you because you sponsor the Alex Jones Show, Real Talk Radio, Real Issues of Real Significance, and support the GCN Radio Network and all of its sponsors. And again, thank you, listeners, for all you do. You've made this resistance to the New World Order possible, and you're having an effect. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.